Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios. Well, it's Friday once again, and we are live here in the Buckhead Radio X studios. Happy to say that it's another episode of Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Ryan McPherson, and we are also joined by co-host, producer, engineer, Mr. Richard Casanova. How are you, sir?
Richard, whenever you say, it's Rich, but whenever you say Richard, I feel like I'm in trouble like my mom. Richard, get in here. Yeah. No, excited for this show, Ryan. Wow, right. You got a great lineup.
Well, we've got some special guests here in the studio this morning, brought along some gifts. From the Doubletree Hotel, did you know today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day?
Well, they were here last year, and they reminded me a few days ago, so now I know. I feel bad I didn't get them a card for National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I don't know if there is one, but yeah.
So you've had this day marked on your calendar for a year.
Oh, right? I've been looking forward to it, yeah. Finally. Most people count down to Christmas. I count down to National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, and the Double Treat ladies are here.
Yes. So, ladies, if you would introduce yourself and who you are and what you're doing here today.
My name is Jaquel Tucker, and I'm the Director of Sales, and I'm here with
Trudy Sankey, Business Travel Sales Manager.
Okay, and you're with the Doubletree Hotel here in Buckhead, correct?
Yes, we are.
And you've brought in cookies by Doubletree. So you guys bake these cookies in the kitchen, right?
Yes, Trudy and I did it ourselves. We had to clean up to come here. But we couldn't deny you guys this amazing treat.
I'm telling you.
Very good. And so this is something y'all do all the time, make cookies, or you just do it this one day a year, or how does that work?
This is a brand standard for Doubletree Hotels internationally and all over the world. And so we basically give all of our guests a warm Doubletree cookie at check-in. Mm-hmm. And of course, a big thing for us is when it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, then all the Doubletrees all over the world, we're out there celebrating that day with our guests and just our local communities. And that's what we're doing today.
They each come individually wrapped, so I'm opening mine right now.
That's your second one, I think, isn't it?
These are really good, yeah.
Very nice. And so this is something you do annually to help spread good love, good goodwill, good cookies to all of your guests. Tell me a little bit about the guests who frequent the Doubletree. Do you have more business travelers, or you guys have just some regular folks checking in for a good weekend here in Buckhead?
A good mix of both. During the week, we have a lot of, office buildings around here. So a lot of business gets conducted in Buckhead. It's just such a major hub. And so usually between your Monday and Thursdays, you'll have your business traveler. And then the fun weekend crowd comes in over the weekend. Yeah. And so it's just awesome. It's kind of a mixed bag, but it breaks it up for us. So they do have a good time here on the weekend. As you can see, there's so much to do in Buckhead.
And what else are you all known for the bar, lounge, the restaurant, or other entertainment there?
We have a great restaurant. It's called the Green Leaf. We actually do have a brand new menu.
Okay.
And then our slightly south lounge, which is right off our lobby, because we have a great boutique feel. So it gets really busy in the lounge on the weekend. And, of course, our bartenders, I mean, they've been there for, 15 to 17 years. So they really get to know our customers. So you
feel
will
like
feel
cheers.
Right at home.
Like, yeah. Like cheers when you want.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah,
did you say it was called Slightly South?
Slightly South Lounge, yes, yes. And the menu kind of reflects that, too. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with us? I know you got to go do some more deliveries here. Any other news, events coming up? Or you guys do you have conferences, or is it mostly like folks staying there for travel, or?
Both. Right now, the hotel is pretty packed, every single meeting room.
Okay.
So we have just over 7,000 square feet of meeting space, 230 rooms. So we can do conferences of up to, 100, 150 people.
Nice.
So we're like the hidden gem in Buckhead.
Right, yeah, nice.
And, of course, we're newly renovated as well.
Oh.
So we cater to all markets, corporate. Plus, we do the weekend crowd of family reunions, weddings. We have a huge wedding show this weekend. So, you guys certainly come by and check it out. It's the Chic Occasion Show. And usually it's held at great locations like the Fox Theater. But we're hosting it this Sunday from 12 to 4. So all you brides, come and
Kudos.
Pick our hotel to get married. You love it.
Well, nice. You're on Radio X, so you're no longer a hidden gem, whatever. Everybody's got the word out. Thanks for being here once again. And thanks for the cookies.
All right, great.
Thank you
very
much.
Have a great day.
Very good. Well, Rich, I'll get to my cookie here in just a moment. But we'd like to introduce the other guests in the studios today. First off, we have Mr. Miller Choate. He's president of Choate Construction. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. And you're going to be sharing a couple things with us today about Choate Construction and more particularly an event you have coming up.
That's correct.
Good deal, and we look forward to hearing about that. And joining him is Emily C. Bridges. She's Marketing Director of Choke Construction and Event Chair for...
The Cars and Queue for the Cause event. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Is
that
right?
Yes.
And that's coming up...
On May 30th, which is a Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. out at our Choate offices.
At Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs.
Right, I know where that building
off,
is.
400 on North Ridge
Drive. I've seen that. And so we'll definitely talk about more about Cars and Queue for the Cause and all the good work you're doing there. But our first guest here today in the studio is Mr. Trenton Spindler. He is co-founder, SVP, Strategy and Products, and is a proven leader, operator, and innovator. A vice president of operations and products at mobile advertising firm Thumb Friendly. Trenton helped to lead the company from its inception to the sale in early 2014. In addition to his strategic responsibilities, Trenton helped oversee numerous investment rounds and develop the proprietary technology that helped the company innovate and drive growth. Trenton has built relationships with numerous investment groups, strategic technology partners, agency, and channel partners, which he leverages on an ongoing basis. He brings strategic insight, knack for innovation, creativity in both developing products and corporate strategy to the green print. Welcome, Mr. Spindler.
That was a mouthful.
Well, you're a very successful man. We want to make sure we get all that in there.
Yeah, maybe more on paper. That's great. But yeah, I'm glad they did us justice there.
So green print, tell us about that if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So I'll use what we pitch first, but green prints developed the world's first carbon neutral gasoline. It's a nice little ring to it, right? It's kind of a why didn't I come with that? We step back a second, though. We know gas is carbon. So what we've actually done is created a program that offsets emissions through three different products, the first being retail at the pump, the second being for fleets, and the third being for commuter cards. Imagine a large corporation needing to get their employees to reduce their footprint or to travel a little bit more environmentally friendly.
So Green Print is the name of the company, but you have developed a product that goes into our zero emissions car, right?
You catch on quick.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and actually, ironically enough, you hit at our name. We actually call our product Zero.
Okay.
We like to sort of replicate some of the other successful brands out there that like that that phrasing. Mm-hmm. We call it Zero Carbon Neutral Gasoline. Actually, in Atlanta, it's called Zero Clean Driving.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Rolls off the tongue nicely.
And so did you come up with this idea for this, or you've got a team of folks over there helping you?
Sure. The story's a little interesting. I'll keep it very short. Okay. But our actual co-founder and CEO, so I'd like to give him a little bit more credit than co-founder, Pete Davis, actually came up with the idea in 2006 or 2007, if I'm not mistaken. He actually owned another company in Atlanta that I think's maybe been on Business X before. And Vesdia, and they were in the loyalty space, and he was working with a bunch of grocery chains that happened to sell fuel, and the idea was kind of a natural fit, and it's taken a few years to get there, but here we are today. So
very good. And so how are you bringing this product to market, essentially? Are you trying to get the word out to the folks?
Sure. So the easiest way to do this is simply bundle it in at the pump. So in our participating pilot in Atlanta, all you have to do is go to a station, buy mid-grade gasoline, and you're participating. That's the product. It's simple. It's easy. Yeah. Turnkey. No challenge.
So you don't have to make any changes to your vehicle?
No vehicle changes.
No changes to the pump itself? So how does this product work?
It's so easy. Yeah. That's kind of the pitch, actually, behind it. There's no hardware. There's no changes to the fuel. We are a back-end service as a software. So we went out and built a technology that measures a consumer's footprint when they buy that particular grade of gasoline. Mm-hmm. And then we go ahead and invest in a proportional amount of projects. They could be reforestation, alternative energy, a lot of other cool ones, landfill gas capture, maybe not as cool, but other ones that are local to where you bought it. So if you're buying gas in Atlanta, we're supporting projects as close as we can to Atlanta. If you're buying gas in New York, the same thing.
So there's technology behind this as well, right? So tell me about that. How did that come into play?
Sure. So that's kind of my background with the long-winded introduction to myself that kind of hints at it. We went ahead and built this technology that sources a long list of very credible, audited, regulated projects that, like I mentioned, reforestation and the like, that go ahead and do this. And those projects are far and few between and widespread and sometimes tough to get to as a general consumer. We wanted to make them easy and simple and turnkey so that when a consumer goes to the pump, they don't have to go look up 100 projects and find the best one for the best price with the most reputable, you know, result. We want to make sure it's easy and simple and provide them that transparent sort of back-end technology that makes it an easy decision to make.
Very easy. And so are you all currently out there in the market for people to get, or is this still waiting to be launched?
We are actually in the market. So we're a year old. We launched last year in April. We got our minimally viable product in market around November of last year with BP in Atlanta. And we're actually launching a much larger pilot in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with a top three C-store chain. I don't think we can say who they are yet.
Okay.
But smiles around the table. And we should launch, I think, tentatively mid to end June. And it should be pretty
successful.
So
if I wanted to go get it today or fill up my car today, I could go to any BP station? Or are you only in select BPs?
We are piloting BP in Atlanta, rolling out pending success. We've seen quite a bit. What we have currently in market, I think if our list is right, we have Spring Street, so the station across from the Varsity.
Very popular one down
there.
It's
a great one. We love it. And then we did a couple other sample demographic tests, one on Holcomb Bridge, a station on Peachtree Industrial, as well as a station on Old Alabama Road.
Okay, well, I'm familiar with that one in Old Alabama, in the Alpharetta area myself, so maybe I'll have to go check that out. But what's the cost to me as the consumer?
There is no additional cost. One of the benefits
Why wouldn't
to
people
it,
use this then?
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
It's pretty amazing, right? Yeah, and that's part of the beauty of our program, is that by putting it with a participating grade or a participating brand, we allow consumers to sort of vote with their wallet, increasing sales, allowing the consumer to actually maybe pick a higher grade, or pick a grade more often than a consumer's, or pardon me, a competitor's grade, allows a competing brand to have a little bit more of a market share and a product differentiation, so they don't have to compete on price just as much as they do today.
So there's some other products similar to this out there already?
There really aren't. That's one of the benefits to us. I like to say we're early adopters of our own technology. There's really no one else out there that competes as of yet. Although we do know of a couple competitors that are starting to ramp up research and development to hopefully get in market.
So your target customers would be anyone who drives a car.
That's the best. Yeah, right? It's the exact answer for us.
Anyone who buys gasoline can get and use this product. And what do you call the product again?
We call it Zero. It's just
Zero.
Z-E-R-O. Yeah, very simple.
Zero. And so it's zero emissions, zero cost. And zero hassle, it sounds like. So again, I don't understand why people would not use this, but tell me, how do you end up making money along the road? You're in the business. So we got to know, how does it work for you?
So there's some creativity in it. Obviously, we have our back-end technology and services, and by making things more efficient and cheaper for the consumer to purchase, we're allowed to take some small fees at certain points from the participating brand or the participating station actually supplement us. So consumers vote with their wallet. With success, we see a little bit of incremental revenue for our books, but without success, we don't say anything. So there is no risk, really, we like to put it, for a participating brand or for consumer, for that matter.
Right, and it can work in any car. No, it could be a late model car. It could be
the same exact fuel. It's the best way to put it. It is.
Amazing.
We like to say, you know, it'd be awesome one day if we saw a brand supported by Zero.
That's good. So so the company is out there offsetting the carbon emissions from the pump itself, goes through the car, and makes it easy for the consumer. And so I see here that you announced the formation of a board of advisors last week. What will these roles serve and play in the green print?
Sure. And I think according to our announcement, we listed Van Tarver, who is the head of Kroger Fuels, which is a hugely valuable asset.
I love my Kroger Fuel points.
So do I, right?
Who doesn't?
I agree. And he's obviously a wealth of knowledge, experience, connections. He knows the industry quite well, and he's very supportive of the product. In addition to Van, though, we also, if I'm not mistaken, onboarded a couple other individuals. Another Van, which we think is a little bit funny.
Okay, a Van.
Where do you get two Vans on board? But his individual's named Van Huff, was the former CTO of Fleet Corps, as well as another individual, Senator, actually John Albers of the Georgia State Senate. Good guy, probably been on the show, or at least
I've met him in person a couple times.
Yeah. And he's here to help us kind of navigate the political atmosphere.
That's good. So you've got some state legislators on board to help, you know, because once you get into this arena, I imagine you're dealing with major corporations, major dollars, and probably some red tape along the way as well, to make sure you're fully vetted before they can then, you know, get behind you in support of your company.
Very much so, and that's actually one of the we don't say obstacles or challenges, things that we had to tackle early on, in the creation of the company. And we hope to do that by being so regulated, so transparent, and so credible, and making sure that we support projects that are really following the rules of the road and the protocols that are needed to make these projects to a T.
All right, and so what's you guys said you're test marketing out there in Albuquerque. Coming up now, anything else on the horizon, or other test markets, or when do you really hope to implement this, you know, full-fledged?
So I can't talk too much about our upcoming test. I have to be a little bit quiet about it. We'll have our big press release and campaign in the next month or so.
Pretty soon.
But with that, we should see growth from that pilot program 3 months following the launch. That puts us in a fourth quarter of 2015 potential rollout. So you could see a lot more in the news about us nationally, I would say, in 6 months or so.
Oh, very good.
You're looking at me for a question. I walked the ladies out from DoubleTree, and then I've been enjoying my cookie over here. But wow, I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Okay. I mean, it's always so interesting, the folks you have here on Georgia Business Radio, and up and coming, not just startups, but people are bringing something new to the marketplace and so innovative.
Yeah, this is definitely creative and different, but it seems like so user-friendly, so consumer-friendly. There's not a lot of bells and whistles or myth behind what's going on.
I can't believe you, Ryan, you and I didn't think of this last week. Another boat we missed, right?
This guy is bringing the technology and innovation to the marketplace, so he's the guy you need to ask the questions.
So, Trenton, tell our listeners the best way to find out about y'all's services, products, and reach out and contact and find out more.
Not a problem. So if you're interested in the actual program from a business standpoint, our corporate website is greenprintcorp.com. That's C-O-R-P.com. Okay. As far as a consumer-facing website, the Atlanta pilot is zerofuel.com. As simple as that.
Wow, that's nice. And I did step out, and I have been enjoying my cookies. So, but did y'all mention, I lost my train of thought now. No, investors. So are you looking for investors, or is there, what's the status on investments?
We're actually recently capitalized, so we're doing well, I like to say. We have a pretty good runway for the next couple of years and should hopefully see some success and payback for our
investment.
Man,
I was going to put my $1.50 in, but I guess
I know, you're late, about a year off.
Once again. Yeah, all right, thanks for being on the show. Thoroughly enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, and next we'd like to welcome to the program Mr. Millard Choate. He is president of Choate Construction. He founded Choate Construction Company in 1989 from the basement office of his home. Currently celebrating his 25th anniversary, Millard has led Choate Construction continued growth and today employs over 390 full-time professionals and strives to lead the industry in advances in virtual construction and building information modeling. Lead construction and consulting, safety, and risk mitigation. Choate Construction is consistently ranked in ENR's top 400 nationally and contractors' top Southeast contractors list. He is active in several organizations. Millard serves as director of board of Fidelity Bank, an active member in the Business Executives for National Security, and is a member of the Atlanta Rotary. He supports many philanthropic organizations such as the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, the Shepherd Center, Home Stretch, various university scholarships, and other military family support charities, just to name a few. Welcome to the program, Mr. Millard Choate.
Yes, thank you for having me today.
My pleasure. So we're sitting there talking about fuel emissions, and you're going to be talking about a car show coming up. Yeah. I wonder if we can get one of those pumps out there to get up those hot rods filled up with the zero emissions. So
bring it on.
Yeah, very nice. But thank you so much for all the good work you're doing, supporting those charities, and really, as a veteran myself, I like to thank you for supporting the military foundation and families. I mean, yeah. I know you can never do enough for those guys and the families that support them, so thank you. But tell us a little bit off the top here about Choate Construction. You know, you've been around 25 years now, so what kind of work are you doing out there?
Well, we're fortunate. We do a little bit of everything, from senior living to university work. Corporate headquarters, Choate Interior Construction is a separate entity. We've really about the only thing we don't do are prisons. And, but seriously, just about retail, a lot of things. We have five offices across the Southeast, so we have different focuses depending on the geography. We do a fair amount of industrial.
And you do everything from the ground up, right?
We do, yeah. Yeah.
You're not in the prison prison construction because it's all locked up or what?
Yeah, har. Okay.
Can you tell I'm the comic relief? Not much, but yeah, maybe.
Good one, Rich. So how is the construction business here in Georgia?
It's actually rebounded very nicely. Georgia was a little bit behind the other states in terms of private equity, and private equity is flowing back, and which is spawning a lot of work. A lot of corporate work. It's good to see a lot of industrial manufacturing in the state of Georgia is coming on strong. We've been very strong in interior construction all through the crunch. and very, very happy with those results.
Any big projects going on now that you'd like to mention?
Well, yeah, I'll mention a few. We've just finished, I guess relevant to Buckhead, we just finished the Carter's corporate headquarters here.
It's right out the window here.
Exactly. Atlanta Tech Village is a cool project.
Oh, really? Wow.
That's Rich's favorite place to hang out on
the
weekends.
A lot of folks in there from here.
Yeah, beer and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
But
almost as good as cookies, yeah.
But it's been a good gamut of that work, but also apartments. We do a fair amount of hospitality. We've got like Aspire Senior Living is a great developer. We just finished Arbor Terrace. We're going to start a new one in Cherokee County. So a fair amount of that. We're doing four university projects, student housing projects, getting ready to start those. So, but a lot of industrial, like Niagara Water, all over the country. We build facilities for them in almost every
region. That's what I was going to ask you. How much is your footprint is outside of Metro Atlanta or Georgia, percentage-wise, I guess?
Well, I would say our Georgia operations probably is roughly about 50%.
Oh, okay.
Our other offices comprise the other 50 and are growing pretty rapidly.
What are some of the major markets outside of Atlanta?
We're in Charlotte,
okay.
Raleigh, Charleston, Savannah.
Nice.
And done a fair amount of work in Nashville.
Wow.
But again, we build wherever. We've got great clients, and we go wherever they want us to go, all over the country if necessary.
Any international? Have you ever built anything outside our borders? That gets pretty complicated, right?
Yeah, not yet. We'd like to take care of the clients we have here.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
We have a lead consultation group out of our Charlotte office, and we did a lead consultation project in Qingzhou, China.
Oh, wow.
But that's not like
consulting, I know you're going to get into some topics, but one other question I had is what percentage or how much do you do for remodeling, or is it all just ground up? Or
well, again, the base building group is all ground up.
Okay.
Chote Interior Construction does some first generation corporate build outs,
right?
Let's say Carter. And we do a combination, like
right.
we're doing the new Fiserv headquarters. That's a combination of renovation. Ripping off the ends, adding a new wing and the cube.
Right.
So it's a whole hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Jackson Healthcare, their new corporate addition, that's going to be a new ground-up addition, but with connectivity to their existing facility. So it's all over the board. Yeah. We do a lot of historic renovation work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that's going to be cool, the historic, because it's, again, a lot more moving parts are complicated there because you got to preserve everything, keep it intact, but also retooling everything, right, from the plumbing and all the electrical.
It's a labor of love.
Yeah.
We did a large project in Richmond, Virginia, the John Marshall Hotel, they call it, and we converted a huge facility and kept the historic elements, but then converted it completely, gutted the interior, and converted it to unit apartments.
Right.
So, yeah, a little bit of everything. But
yeah, from the basement of your home office, 25 years later,
I know, 25 years
working
man.
All over the Southeast. And
yeah.
What about your day to day operations? What are you personally involved with every day at the office? Are you just making sure everything runs smoothly? Are you out there on the construction site?
He's on the golf course, I think. Yeah.
No, I wish.
Yeah.
No, I spend a lot of time in the office. Let's face it, I'm the guy people call, you know, when
there's a problem.
Yeah, well, honestly, yeah. So I kind of work with that. My number one thing is my clients, taking care of them. Of course, our people. So I spend a lot of time there. I do travel some to our other offices and then some of our projects that we're doing. We're doing a five-star resort in Palmetto Bluff, so I'll go there occasionally.
I'm available. We'll do a remote broadcast from down there. That's fine with me.
It's really cool.
We don't even need cookies or whatever.
So, So that, but I stay pretty busy, and that's just part of it.
Well, that's good, and we do see your office, or I see your office there, going up 400 North all the time. Look over there, and it's a beautiful building.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, right. I know exactly where that is. So let's bring it into the conversation now. Emily C. Bridges, she joined Chote Construction Company in 2008 and focuses on designing, implementing, and facilitating the marketing plan and direction. Specifically, she handles marketing strategy and development, public relations, brand management, client presentations, internal and external communication, collateral, philanthropic efforts, and ensuring multi-office marketing consistency. Welcome to the program, Emily C. Bridges.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So you've been with the company since 2008, and you're working in that marketing department. And so what are some of the things that you're working on a daily basis over there at Choate Construction?
Right. Well, we day-to-day, we assist in the procurement of business, right? Our goal is to keep people out of the office on a job site going forward forever. So we work a lot on the procurement of new work. We do a lot with our branding, social media. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of philanthropic events, which is a big word, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Which we'll talk about in a minute. I know we do our social media. Just in anything else, we'll make coffee or clean toilets if that's what we need to do.
Right, right. Well, so that's good.
But not at the same time.
I was going to say, yeah.
Please don't do that.
Can I have my coffee first, please?
And so, but
whatever it takes,
right? So you're marketing the company, you're working, making sure you know, keeping the system moving over there,
absolutely,
and supporting the efforts. And so we'll talk about now the Cars in Queue for the Cause. This is the sixth annual Cars in Queue for the Cause, and it makes specific donations or fundraising for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, which I know is near and dear to your heart. Can you tell us how you personally got involved with that?
Well, they kind of parallel our involvement and Choate Construction. When the company was fairly new, when Emily was 3 years old.
I should mention, that's right, this is your daughter, right?
Yeah, that's what the C is.
Okay, just want to make sure.
But when she was three, she was best friends with a little girl named Leanne, and they went to Mother's Morning Out, and they became best buddies. And then we got the phone call, the infamous phone call, that Leanne was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. Of course, I didn't know what it was. Studied into it, got into it. And at that time, Leanne also was diagnosed at 2, I think.
Correct.
And the average survival age at that time was 13. So we got involved, and it's a fantastic organization, number one genetic research organization. And Emily and Leanne went through kindergarten, grade school, high school, separate colleges. Today, Leanne is also 29, engaged, and the average survival age today is right at 40.
Wow.
So we've made tremendous progress. And so we parallel each other very much that way.
Sounds like it. And so you also have a personal hobby interest in hot rods and cars, right?
Yeah, you can take the redneck out of the country, but no, I'm kidding.
You can't keep him off the road yet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I do. I love cars. I don't play golf. It's the only thing I really do is putz around. I grew up on a farm and working on things. So,
right.
But we do, and we've kind of married the two. Emily had the idea let's just have a great car show. Mm-hmm. And it's been wonderful. I mean, we have a combination of friends, like Bob Thayer will bring his Duesenbergs or Packards or whatever, and other people will bring senior classics all the way through muscle cars. So it's a blast. Mm-hmm. You know, where else can you spend $25 or $30 and see beautiful cars, barbecue, beer, and just have a great time?
Yeah, so you must have a love of barbecue and beer as well. So just classic cars.
You know,
we do.
If they hadn't invented barbecue, contractors would have starved to death years ago.
So no doubt about it.
Way before the food trucks, right? Yeah.
We love.
Got to have your barbecue.
We love barbecue.
So it is May 30th, from 4 to 7 p.m. there at the headquarters in Sandy Springs. Tickets are $15 at the event entry, $30 for dinner and access to the bar, legal age permitting. And tickets are $40 at the door. And over 400 participants of cars, exotic cars, muscle cars, bikes, it says, motorcycles,
yes,
right?
Yes, we'll have a high contingent of bikes. Jeeps. So it strays out of your typical car show just a little bit.
400 participants. You could walk all day and not see the same car twice out there. So
400 attendees. Oh. Last year we had about 70 cars, a little over 70. But like I said, it's a really unusual and unique mix of cars, which makes this show a little bit more unique.
Right, and it says it has raised over $20,000, the company's annual $130,000 plus raised for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So how else are you donating or raising money for cystic fibrosis?
Well, we've done various functions through the years. All these, we've had black tie events, we've had Great Strides, we have Clays for a Cause, which is a shooting clay competition.
I'd like to get involved with that myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've done a number of things, and I think we've raised, I don't know, north of about $2.5 million so far. Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Well, please do.
The return on investment is fantastic for this one.
All right. So who are some of the attendees? Is it families? Is it just car collectors themselves? Who may we see walking around out there?
Absolutely. So we have, it's family friendly, but it's 4 to 7 p.m. So a lot of people will come and make it maybe the first stop on a night out,
right.
Grab a drink, see some cars. We will have Red Hair there supporting our beer. Jim and Nick's does our barbecue.
We love Jim and Nick's.
I know, that's good stuff.
Jim
there.
And Nick's. Yeah. Oh, they're the best, and they're wonderful.
Which
people.
One's better, Jim
Plug
or Nick?
For Jim and Nick. They're a team. They're a combo. Quavo is supporting some of our bar as well. The Mystery Men Jam Band will be out there with live music.
That's the Sweet Music. It says right here you got Stellar Cars music. And Sweet Music. Yeah.
Yeah. And they are kind of a surf style band.
Oh.
It's really fun and very appropriate for the car show.
Yeah.
Now, do you share your father's passion for car collection as well?
I do. I do. It must be in the blood.
Right. You have a hot rod in the garage that we need to know about?
I do. You know, I grew up just loving the smell of gasoline and loving going out. It's probably not healthy, but that's the way it was. And so when I was 17, I purchased a 1969 Z28 Camaro.
Oh, dang.
So that's my baby.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Ryan, you can't bring your Toyota Celica out there, I guess, now?
No, not really one that people want to see, I don't think.
Well, Emily and her husband, they have a 2015 Corvette, which is pretty.
That's the new baby.
New one. Yeah.
Nice.
See you racing up and down Georgia 400.
I am following the speed limit all the time.
Very good.
We'll talk after the radio show.
Right, okay.
So that's just a great event. I mean, and it sounds like a great place to be on a Saturday, like you said, before you go out for the evening or just stop by. And but you probably can't test drive any of the cars, right? They're just for show, but yeah,
correct.
Or any, I've been to some car shows in the past. There's a car show over here at Lenox, I think, happens
the once third
a month.
Sunday,
the caffeine yep. and cars or something.
Mm-hmm.
But in some case, sometimes you go to these and they're for sale. Any of those looking to sell some of their cars sometimes? Or
there will be a few. Some people do that. It's also a great networking event.
Right. Yeah.
We get people from all different businesses, and a lot of our clients come, and we have a great networking time.
I don't want to put you on the spot, Ryan, but maybe Georgia Business Radio would want to do some reporting out there or cover the event.
I'd certainly like to enjoy some barbecue, beer, and cars.
If there's barbecue, we'll probably do it.
If there's any reporting going on, that's going to be secondary.
So some of your other sponsors I see listed, Blue Wave Computing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Piedmont, looks like.
Yes.
And what's the plumbing company here? I have to spin their logo to read it. For all your plumbing needs.
Griffin, we have over 50 sponsors now. Metromont being our new co-presenting sponsor of the whole event. So we have a great, we've been so blessed with support from the community and our vendors and subcontractors especially.
Well, I know we have some other questions, but before all our listeners listening, go ahead and tell our listeners the best way to get tickets or find out about the event.
Yes, absolutely. So there are plenty of ways, but the easiest way is to purchase tickets in advance on the website, the show website, which is Cars N, like the letter N, Q, the letter Q, carsandq.passioncff, like Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, .org. So carsandq.passioncff.org. We also are on Twitter. You can find us at CarsNQ or on Choate's website.
That's what I was hoping. Yeah, there'd probably just be a link there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. What's that website?
ChoateCo.com / CarsNQ.
Cool. And the Q is for barbecue.
Correct.
Okay, good. it's probably too late for a sponsorship, but I mean, maybe for next year's event, or it's not. So tell us.
No, bring
okay.
it on.
Okay.
We go to print next
We're
week.
We're in business. Never turn away money on the table, right? Yeah.
I'll do whatever I can.
Okay.
To get
so
you
yeah,
on
how would
sponsorship?
Can you? I don't know. Put you on the spot. You can pass or play. But is there ballpark pricing for sponsorship, or
Absolutely.
They would just contact you? Or
sure. No, we've got sponsorship levels ranging from $500 to $15,000.
Okay.
They come with a variety of benefits depending on that level. But we are looking for sponsors and just to make this event as successful as possible.
Sure.
So you can contact me.
Okay.
Phone number
is
678-892-1224.
Nice.
And I'd love to hook you up.
Yeah, we definitely do. But on the sponsorship, without getting into too much detail, what are some ideas of some of the perks that might be included in you don't have to break it all down, but
sure. So there's your general logo on everything.
Okay.
Site signage.
And the deadline
website.
For that, you said you're going to print is
yes, next Friday.
Okay.
So that
I got plenty of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got time. The event sponsorships come with various tickets to the entry to the show. If you go up into the other levels, we'll support lunch for your office. We will send you hunting. There are kinds of things. Absolutely. So, you know, we're out to make it as beneficial as possible for our sponsors and appreciate their donations.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned a minute ago, but what did you raise last year? Do you have a goal in mind for this year?
Yes. So last year was the first time we kind of opened the show to general public and had the sponsorship. So we raised about $20,000.
Wow.
Plus the $130,000 on our CHOTE fundraising effort. So we hope to top that this year. And we're in line to do that, but we need your support and go online and purchase tickets.
Yeah, as you see here, I've had multiple award-winning cars out there, such as a 1935 Auburn Boattail Speedster, which took home top honors at Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. I also had a 1930 Cadillac Roadster in the past. Any of your favorite cars, Mr. Choate, that you would like to see, or what is your favorite your car?
I have a 66 Corvette Roadster.
Oh, Corvette's in the family then.
Yeah, I'm an old Corvette.
Okay.
And a Bel Air, got a 55 Bel Air. So I'm the American, but we like all of them. The British cars, the German cars.
So some of the exotics maybe.
Yeah, we have everything. And we've got Ferraris. We have, that's the cool part about the show. It's not limited to one mark or one era. It's bring it all.
Right. So it doesn't have to be a classic car. It can be a 2015 Lamborghini. If you want to have that on display,
correct.
You know, contact them and come on out there.
Yeah.
Yes. And we've got actually a Lambo, the new Aventador coming. So
that's pretty
come
cool.
Check
the
that out.
The kids like the new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they want to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess my Tesla would be out of place there, right?
Rich.
I probably should
bring
that.
You haven't got your Tesla yet.
Oh, that's right.
It's a little layaway.
Yeah, that's a picture I have hanging on the wall of the Tesla. Yeah. So, Ryan, I think Trenton should throw up some money for sponsorship for
quickly
zero fuel,
our
whatever.
Use of funds contract to see what our investors are willing to spend.
Yeah, I don't generally put people on the spot, but Trenton, wouldn't you think that makes sense? Yes or yes?
We are so supportive of this. I tell you what, we'll talk offline sure.
Yeah. We've already scanned his hand.
And you know, we have Media Brokers International coming out. They're one of our sponsors, and they are into green racing. So might be a hookup there.
She's good. She's good at this.
Yeah. It's a good connection.
Yeah. She's in marketing.
Yeah. Green racing. I guess that's the new wave of racing.
Yeah,
right?
So, I mean, totally new, like pre-style racing, but all fuel efficient, or no fuel, really, cars.
We like fuel, though. We like fuel, though.
All right, okay.
I like your Corvette. That's where our fuel comes
into play. Stick with the smell of gasoline,
Okay.
Green gasoline.
You had them,
Don't oversell it.
Yeah. But I was going to mention another green car. But meanwhile, I'm looking at so many notes and thoughts here spinning through my mind. But go back to, maybe some other questions, kind of wrap it up or finish up. But so talk to us about kind of the networking part of it, because we're Business Radio X, mm-hmm. so business listeners listen to it. So what might they expect from that standpoint?
We have a cadre of every type. We have corporate clients support us, major corporations. They'll be there. Architects, a lot of architects, engineers, of course, some of our great subcontractors and our sponsors. It's a across the board swath. Fidelity Bank is a great sponsor. They will be there.
Those are the guys that do free checking.
Yes,
stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah, Lion Bank.
Lion, but yeah. Because I've met a few of them at networking events, and they'll stand up and say, "Absolutely free checking."
Yeah,
like. Really? But with this, no asterisks required, right?
Correct.
Most people don't believe it, yeah.
But you'll be able to network with some of the CEOs of corporations. You'll be able to network with a whole slew of different people. And we've been blessed with great clients. Yeah, about 70% of our work is repeat work. And then you got other agencies that help program managers and really all over the board.
So on May 30th from 4 to 7 p.m., bring your camera, bring your business cards, but most importantly, bring your appetite.
And your money.
And your money and everything, and get out there and enjoy some classic cars, some new cars, all for a good cause, making great strides to help benefit the cystic fibrosis. Trenton, any other thoughts that you may have? Want to share again your Twitter handle, Facebook? How can folks find you and Green Print Corp?
Sure. As we mentioned before, feel free to visit our corporate website at greenprintcorp.com or our branded website at zerofuel.com, or feel free to follow us on Twitter at MyZeroFuel.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Mr. Cho, for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you.
On behalf of Business Radio X, you've been listening to Georgia Business Radio. Tune in next week, and we will see you on the radio.